Little mama bad like Michael. Can't really trust nobody with all this jewelry on you. My roof look like a no-show. Got diamonds by the bolo. Come with the Tony Momo for clowns and all the balls. Or I hate people going psycho. Little mama bad like Michael. Can't really trust nobody.
This is Virgin Radio 104.4. 8:07 morning, the Chris Fade Show. What's going on? Man, I'm so happy last night. Amir Khan, very cool friend of the show, one of the greatest boxers as well, took out a big fight last night against Phil Greco. Now, a lot of people are writing off Amir Khan because he hasn't fought in about 2 years.
Yeah. He did that reality TV show on the between.
I'm a celebrity.
Get me out of here. He's had some personal issues going on, and you know what? He knocked him out in 39 seconds. Actually sort of got him good in about 15 seconds. 9,000 people or so were there to watch the fight. I've messaged Amir this morning. I said, man, do you mind getting on the show? He's like, bro, call me. So I've got Amir Khan. Let's give him a call right now. Let's chat to the champ and let's see what's going on with him. This is cool.
This means he hasn't slept.
He wouldn't have slept, no. Here we go. Amir Khan.
Hello?
Amir.
Hey, how's it going, Chris? You all right?
Whoa, bro. Bro, congratulations, man.
Oh, thank you very much, man.
How good do you feel right now?
It's great, man. First of all, great to be back after 2 years, you know, having the hand injury and coming back into Britain after 5 years. My last few fights have been in Vegas and in LA and in America, but you know what? It's great to be back home in front of my home crowd and put a great performance on. It was awesome.
Mate, like what, 39 seconds? You just got him. You bet, done, finished. Did you think it was going to be that quick?
No. You know, I really was looking at getting a couple of more rounds under me. The Greco, you know, even though he's been beaten by like Errol Spence and he's been beaten by Sean Porter, both of them world champions at the time. But when he got beat, he only had 3 days notice against Spence. And, you know, that was hardly anything. I mean, he was just picked to fight him. But with me, he had a 12-week training camp. I mean, this is probably the best shape Le Greco's ever been in. And he came to fight, and obviously I was just happy that I caught him with a good shot early in the fight, and he didn't recover from it.
Mate, well done. Congratulations. Wow. We got up late here in the UAE to watch it and across the Middle East. Obviously for you going, there would have been pressure. A lot of people doubt you sometimes. I can see it, you know, follow you on the Instagram and I see all those stupid little comments that people say.
Yeah.
This must have been good for you just to say, you know what, I'm the champ. I'm Amir Khan and I'm back.
Exactly. And this was a good statement for me to make. Not only winning the fight, but winning in such a style that it kind of sends a shockwave around the world to say that Amir Khan's back and back with a big bang. I mean, no one's done what I did to Le Greco ever before. And, you know, Le Greco's a durable fighter. He came to win. I mean, you can see sometimes when you look at a fighter, you can see in his eyes he wanted to win today. And obviously, I just made sure I didn't make no mistakes. And the first shot I caught him with was a big right hand. And I could see in his eyes that he was gone. And I went to then put the pressure on him and finished him off.
Who's next?
Well, you know what? There's some big names out there still. I got into a little chat with Kell Brook, who was in the ring. Look, I'm ready for whoever they put me in with next. I want to be back in the ring as soon as possible, hopefully after Ramadan sometime. And I'm ready to fight these big names like Errol Spence, Kell Brooks, and whoever. I'm a 147-pound fighter, and I want to win a world title in this weight division. So it's time to now get the big fights, and hopefully, like I said, it's just sending shockwaves around the world, telling them I'm back. I'm 100% in good shape and can't wait to get a big fight on them.
9,000 people watching you in Liverpool. How are the crowd tonight?
The crowd was amazing, honestly. One thing I can say about the Liverpool crowd, the first time I fought there as a professional, I fought there a couple of times as an amateur fighter. But, you know, to see the crowd, it was awesome. I mean, the fan base now is totally amazing. Since I've done that big TV show in Australia, I'm a celebrity, get me out of here. The fan base has grown so much, and I think it's a great way of just getting back into boxing after the 2 years and coming back with a big bang. So, yeah, the crowd were awesome. I think 99% of the crowd was all for me and cheering for me. So the crowd definitely helps, and this is what it's like. You know, when I know my last few fights have been in America, but coming back home, it felt amazing, honestly, and I can't wait to do it again.
Mate, you're an absolute legend. Once again, congratulations on the phone in Liverpool right now. Amir Khan, thank you, bro.
Thank you very much, guys. Thank you. Appreciate it, man.
Love the guy. Good dude. Amir Khan, thank you very much. Let me hang up the phone. Hold on. Okay. Calvin Harris, Dua Lipa right now.